Refuting compromise. Are there gaps in the genealogy?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a major creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, I've heard many Christians claim that there are gaps in the genealogies of Genesis chapters 5 and 11. Now, are there gaps, and why do Christians even want to have gaps there?
Mark, there are no gaps at all in these genealogies. Let me explain. First of all, the reason many Christians claim there are gaps in the genealogies of Genesis 5 and 11 is because they're trying to extend the age of the earth and the age of time man has been on the earth. You know why? To fit with the secular world dates. Some people claim that the father-son relationships in these genealogies could actually mean father-grandson or great-grandson and so on. This supposedly allows for much longer time periods. But in reading these genealogies, we find evidence they are literal father-son relationships. For example, we know from other information that Adam and Seth, Seth and Enosh, Noah and Shem, Eber and Peleg, and Terah and Abraham are all direct father-son relationships. This is strong evidence there are no gaps in these genealogies. And for those who claim there are gaps, the burden of proof is on them to show from the text that they must be there. No, we can believe God's word, as written.
What does the Bible say about the origin of all the different people groups or races around the world? Ken Ham has studied this topic in depth, and you can read his free booklet at AnswersRadio.com.